Okay, it's back on.
Okay, thank you. Okay, committee, I appreciate your time. And again, I appreciate you, Melissa, pointing the call. With regards to ONC 22-18, can you guys mute your phones, please? I think we're done discussing the 2198, so if there's any action.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
I move to amend ONCA 22-18, page 6, line 255 and a half, strike $6,125,000, insert $4 million, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Motion passes. The amendment has passed. Any other action?
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to report ONCA 22-18 as amended with the DUPES recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say yes.
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 Okay, motion passes. Okay, the next item on our agenda is adjournment, but I think are we going to recess? Congressman Walker, do you want to talk about, we don't need to add your bill to appropriations. Is that right?
Well, I can't say definitively, but I have heard from Congresswoman Goodfox, are you out there, Congresswoman, that she was fine with just advancing it to General Order Day 2, assuming it makes it on the proclamation, and I told her I was fine with that. I think now would be the time to hear from any members that, you know, would prefer it go to committee. It's going to take 8 votes to get it on the proclamation and 8 votes to get it to General Order Day 2. So, and the supporting documentation out, the request from the Treasury and the why. It was actually summarized by Jordan based on his conversations with Tyler. So, anybody? Okay. Everybody?
I'm fine. Because, and the reason is there's not an appropriation tied to it. And I've talked to the controller. It's more about language and him following recommendations from the auditors and BKD with the ARPA, the guys that are consulting on the ARPA funds. I'm okay. That's my point. I'm okay if it doesn't come to our committee. But I don't want to speak. I'm just speaking for myself.
Chair, I'm okay with it as well.
Madam Chair, I am as well. Thank you.
Hey, Congressman Keene.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, the next item on our agenda is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes, sir.
This is kind of really just kind of a parliamentary question for me to know in the future. Just curious, if we were to recess and then not come back in and adjourn, Caitlin, how does that work? We would just be considered adjourned, right?
For this meeting?
Yes, ma'am.
I think that you would still want to come in and adjourn, even if you just came in to adjourn. but I mean, it wouldn't be considered going on forever. So yeah, at some point it would be adjourned.
Gotcha. Sorry, guys, just curious. Again, I mean, and then again, what if you don't have, what if you didn't have a quorum?
Madam Chair, this is Trey.
I'll shut up.
Trey, go ahead.
So unless you postponed the meeting until a different day, another day, it would automatically adjourn at the end of the legislative day or the end of the business day if you weren't in session. And then what was your second question, Congressman?
That answered both questions, actually.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, Chair, this is Alice.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman.
Okay, so I think what Congressman Walker is kind of asking, and I mean, we should discuss, and with Trey on the line, he can probably better help for us to make a decision on this, is that we need 8 votes in order to expedite Congressman Walker's bill. And in the event that we don't get 8 votes and it needs to come to committee, we will need to have not adjourned this meeting, but recessed. But in the event that we do get the 8 votes and we fast track his bill, if we leave this meeting open, the bill gets fast tracked to General Order Day 2 and then moves on to advance with all the others on third reading or final reading on today's agenda. If we adjourn the session, then at the end of the day, even if we've recessed this meeting, that still will be okay, Trey? Did all that make sense?
Yes, so this meeting would automatically end at the end of this business day upon adjournment of the session.
Okay, so then the safe thing to do is for us to recess this meeting and not adjourn it, correct?
I can't tell you. Yes, I guess that would be the answer. Let me just give you my 2 cents.
Okay.
I mean, everybody understands what the bill does. It's very simple. And any explanation that would anybody could argue needed to be done in committee, I would think, could be done during the discussion of whether to add it to the proclamation or not, which has not been done. So if it doesn't get added to the proclamation, you're done. If there aren't the votes to put it to General Order Day 2, it's probably not going to pass anyway.
Right.
It doesn't seem like a big risk to go ahead and adjourn this meeting. But yes, if you want to hold it open, then go right ahead.
And when we can't really discuss it because that's going to be, well, to add it to the proclamation is not a rule suspension, but to advance it to General Order Day 2 is. So there would be no discussion. But guys, anyway, I hate to complicate things, but I just felt like, anyway, been around enough. You never know what phone calls and text messages might take place between now and then. Anyway, that's it. And that's all. So, no more discussion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Only heard one yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you, committee. Appreciate everybody's hard work and due diligence.